good Tuesday morning, friends. How's everybody doing? Are you drinking your pumpkin spice? Are you saddled up this morning? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, joint ventures with Eternity Radio Ready. I'm sorry, EternityReadyRadio.com. Morning show host from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. in the morning, Central Daylight Time. I hope you all are doing well on a Tuesday. Glad to be back on the airways, friends. I am feeling good. We got a great show lined up today. Before I tell you all about everything going on, stand by one moment. Well, I got my voice back and everything's going well. And again, I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Well, before I tell you everything, guys, like I was saying on our show today, everything that we're going to be talking about, I want to take a little time out and I want to put a very special plug in to my friend Nurse Nicole, who is the owner of Lone Star Lone Star Naturals. It's located off of Tinsley and Leland Miller in South Denton, Texas. Now, they are Denton's premier source for highly qualified, organically sourced CBD products, which are carried a variety of well-known brands like Lazarus and Charlotte's Web. You can check her out online. I've had people that are looking for naturals. Let me tell you, you need to check out her website, www.LoneStarNaturals.com. Also, you can like her on her Facebook page. Now, if she wanted me to tell you all, if you use the code SNAP15, that's right, SNAP15, for 15% off on your first order. As always, free shipping on orders over $50. Again, that's LoneStarNaturals.com. And she does do free shippings all around the states. So please give Nurse Nicole a phone call. She is the owner of LoneStarNaturals.com. And I'll remind you a little later on, okay? So that's my friend Nurse Nicole with Lone Star Naturals. She does have a Facebook page, okay? And let me see if I can get that for you. You definitely want to like her on Facebook. Let me see if I can find that. I have that on there. Okay, here we go. Go on Facebook, search up Lone Star Naturals. They're a retail company. And like her on Facebook for free, will you? Tell her, too, when you place your order, tell her you talked to CA. You got all this from CA on iHeartRadio. And EternityReadyRadio.com, okay? All right, I told her I was going to put a plug in on her business, and we'll do it a little later on, too, as well. All right, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. On a Tuesday morning, I've got a great Bible devotion coming up. You ready for this? The weapons of faith. Also, I'm going to be playing a Toby Mac triple play that would be three songs back to back. And also, in between all this, somewhere in between, probably after we do our Bible devotion, that's right, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, will be joining us today. Okay? And in addition to that, like I said, I'm going to be studying on the book of Revelation, chapter 14. We'll be reading the whole entire chapter, and I'll be giving you a summary breakdown on that. So let's get that coffee rolling, what do you say? Let's get those jumping jacks going, like right about now. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay. Now, today's Bible devotion, friends, is on the weapons of faith. If you go to the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, Scripture reminds us this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. You know, one of Satan's sly devices, friends, is to divert our minds from the help God offers us in our struggles against evil. In fact, telling us that we had to fight the battle alone. But God knows we need His help. In fact, the Bible warns, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. You can find that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. So what do you do if you meet a lion? You probably would run. I know I would. You would too as well, right? And you probably would grab a weapon. You could defend him off if you were attacked. And that is true in our struggles against evil. You see, friends, when evil and temptation stalks us, our first response should be flee. And when we are still attacked, we shall also use our weapons, every weapon we have, that we drive them away. The good news is this: God provides us weapons, His Word, His angels, His Spirit, the encouragement and prayers from our brothers and sisters in Christ. These and more weapons God provides. We aren't in this battle alone, so we need to act. So why act like it? Amen? Amen. Stand by, my friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Brown, checking in here a little bit on the Castleberry Baptist Church. Ladies and gentlemen, we are family, aren't we? Sister Sledge, let's give a round of a cheer, I should say, first, and a round of applause to your friend, my friend. Let's give him some crow this morning, too, as well, on a Tuesday. Your friend, my friend, a little bit more crow for Deacon. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. I almost said Texan. I am a native Texan. Deacon, how you doing, sir?
CA, I'm doing just fine, and hello, everybody. It's so good to be on the Money Boo Christian Podcast Show.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm battling the allergies this morning here at Faith Studio One, as I have been battling them. And, Deacon, I'll tell you what, you heard of my friend Nurse Nicole. Now, she has a Lone Star Naturals. I was telling everybody about it. And you get a chance, I want you and Miss Mildred to check it out. It's called LoneStarNaturals.com. And she said if you use the word,
I know, CA, snap 15 for 15% off on your first order. And also, she gets free shipping. How about that? Free shipping on the orders over $50. Now, I know Nurse Nicole would definitely take care of us on that for me and my lovely wife, Miss Mildred. And I love her website, by the way. I tell you what, any of my friends that know me real well, if you get a chance, please like her on there if you're looking for some natural oils there. Just tell her that you talked to the deacon, or you can tell her you talked to CA.
That's right. Absolutely. I told her, in fact, last night that this morning on her show we were going to mention that, I should say. So, yes, her store is located in Denton, Texas. But she can ship, and she does have a... like her on Facebook, Deacon.
I sure will. The Money Boo Christian Podcast Show will like her. And so we host truly, Deacon Brown. That's right. It's called Lone Star Naturals,
and you can't miss it, and that would be great. She'd appreciate that. And again, tell her that CA sent you, or you can even tell her that the Deacon sent you.
That's right. We'll just do it that way, CA.
That's right. All right, well, talking about some other things that's been kind of going on in your life, sir. Has there been anything new and exciting going on?
Well, I gotta tell you, now, the snow coney place over there in Tyler, Texas, they kind of year-round.
Wait a minute, the snow coney place?
Yeah. Now, CA, I know you don't go to... You go to Six Flags. Been a long time since you've been.
Yes, it was a long time ago.
Have you ever went on Mr. Freeze?
No, I don't go on... I have not been on Mr. Freeze there, Deacon.
Well, let me tell you something about Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze is a very good roller coaster, but it's kind of going through like this little maze, you know, before you get to it. And it says Coney on it, has this cone. Now, when you go on that roller coaster, that thing just, it goes backwards and it ziplines you backwards pretty fast. And then you go over a couple of loops, one or two loops, I can't remember. And then it drops back down, and then it goes back all the way, and then drives itself back up, and it does the same thing.
I know, we call it patience, don't we? Well, when I worked out at Six Flags Over Texas a long time ago, back in my younger years, we had the Spinnaker. And there was this guy that wanted to ride the Spinnaker, okay? And he was trying to set a record. He rode the thing 14 times. And he was so lightheaded, he had to stop finally after the 14 times.
Now, see, let me understand. 14 times on the Spinnaker?
Yeah. 14 times on the Spinnaker, Deacon.
My word. You know, leading the choir itself, and when I'm going back and forth to the tenors, to the basses, to the sopranos, and the altos out there that sing at the Castleberry Baptist Church. We go over and over and over our music. Now, see, hey, we wear masks. In fact, the choir, we had trimmed line down to where we kept them on a social distance.
I bet you did. You know, I keep praying for the vaccine to come. I keep praying that great and marvelous and wonderful things will happen, and they will. And it's all in God's timing, you know. We all just got to give faith, hope, and trust in the Lord and know that He's got it and that He's going to handle it.
That's right. That's right there, CA, especially through stressful times. Now, let me share a story for you before I let you go, because I know that you got to play the our friend, Toby Mac.
Yeah, and continue to keep Toby in your prayers. As most of y'all know, Toby lost his sister here recently. He lost his son a little over a year ago, and then he just lost his sister. So Toby did send me some new music that we'll, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to play and everything, maybe one of his songs. So, but yes, please keep Toby Mac in your prayers.
That's right. I will, CA. And you don't have a thing to worry about there. You know, I just feel so bad for Mr. Toby.
I do, too. I really do. I wish, you know, when you're going through hurts and you're going through disappointments, it's hard. It really is. You know what, Deacon? Before I let you go, I want you to stick around and listen to this song. And I want to tell you, Toby Mac, I'm good friends with him. He had actually sent me a Facebook message. I want to share it with everybody.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Okay. This is from Toby Mac, friends, and we're going to play this song as we kick off our Toby Mac triple play. It says, over a year ago, I stood with my wife and a group of friends at Umbilical Cliffs in Israel. Our tour guide began to recite the memory of the Sermon on the Mount. Completely unannounced, the words of Jesus from Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He says it struck him. As if I never read them before, he said, Toby says, I had realized how far we have strayed from what Jesus is asking us. This song, and he put on here, this song, CA, that I'm sending, is simply my response, not my judgment. I am deeply sorry of how far we have fallen short. And you know what? In godly sorrow leads to repentance. The church plan is, and I love it, this is why he had to write this song. So for the first time, you guys are going to hear this. And Deacon, you want to tell everybody have a good day? Because I know we're going to be playing that song.
Yes, we are, CA. And this song that's coming up is, you ready? It's called I'm Sorry by Toby Mac.
That's right, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Aside. showed us the way and the truth. We roll in the church, open the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
No.
down broken, hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. Cause all I know, all I know, is you're my only hope. When I'm down, when the wolves go wild, when my feet hit the ground,
no, it ain't no.
There we go, T-Mac Tuesdays. Exclusively, that's the triple pack on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Hey, thank you guys for being such a faithful listeners. Also, be sure to continue to like me on my Facebook page as long as you know what's going on and we keep you up to date on everything. That's what it's all about. Now, we don't have our 1-800 number anymore. I want to be sure to tell you all you guys that. So for the time being, if you are trying to reach me, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can send me a message on Facebook Messenger. And also like my friend Nurse Nicole's page too as well while you're liking mine, okay? All right. All right, on a Tuesday, we're going to kick it off. The Book of Revelations, we're making some headway. We've had some challenges with my voice. Glad to be back in the saddle here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Where else would I rather be? Well, Colorado, of course. All right, anyway. So we're going to start off talking in chapter 14. Now, I got to remind you guys, what I'm going to be doing is, this is going to be going, chapter 14 goes from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 20. And we'll be breaking them down into different segments. So here we go. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Lamb and the 144,000. So if you got your Bibles and you go to the book of Revelations chapter 14. Chapter 1 says, "And I looked up and I saw before me was the Lamb standing on the Mount Sinai. And with him was 144,000 who had their names and their father's names written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven, like a roaring rush of waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like of the harpist playing their harps, and they sung a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the songs except the 144,000 who have been redeemed from the earth and from those who did not identify themselves through women and also kept themselves pure. They also followed the Lamb wherever they went, and they purchased from among men as long as they offered the fresh fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. There were no blameless." So continuing on, and we're going to be giving you a breakdown on all this here in just a little bit. We're going on down to chapter 6 on verse 14. Chapter 14, verse 6, we're going to talk about the three angels. Now, then I saw another angel flying in the midst of the midair, and he had eternal gospel to proclaim to those who lived on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the spring of water." And the second angel followed and said, Fallen is Babylon, the great, which made the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." And the third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on their forehead or on their hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of the wrath, which has been tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. And the smoke of the torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest of the day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patience, endurance as part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. Then I heard a voice from the heavens say, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, the spirit who will rest from labor, for their deeds will follow them." Now let me finish off on chapter 14, going on to verse 14, the harvest of the earth. I looked up and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on that cloud was like a son of man with a crown of gold on his head, with a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and cried out with the voice who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and weep, because the time to weep has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Another angel came through the temple from heaven. He too has had a sharp sickle. Still another angel, who had charged from the fire, came to the altar and came with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the grapes from the earth's vine, because if the grapes are ripe, the angel swung his grapes on earth, gathered his grapes and threw them on the winepress of God's wrath. There then were trampled on the winepress outside the city, and blood overflowed the press, rising the high of the horses' bridles, for the distance was of 1,600 standa." So there you go. Quite a bit on chapter 14, isn't it, friends? What I'm going to do to simplify it is I'm going to give you a breakdown of chapter 14. We've learned quite a bit. And let me tell you this. In the book of Revelations on chapter 14, just to give you some brief highlights on it, we have the dealings of God with the enemy. The first owning and setting apart of the remnant. The remnant belongs entirely to the renewed earth. You see, they are seen in which the central of the domain of the glory in it of Mount Zion, where the Lamb shall reign. They had his father's names on their foreheads, that is, an open confession of God and the Lamb that had been a witness of it, and suffered as Christ had suffered in his life. In owning God's Father, only they had not suffered death. It was a new beginning. Not the assembly. Not the heavenly. But the blessing of the deliverer earth in the first fruits in which they had suffered the testimony to. You see, friends, heaven celebrates it with a voice of many waters as of thunder, but in joy. But the voice was the voice of harps. It was a new song that was sung before the throne and the beast and the elders. Here's the fact, the most important thing that we should remember. They had been a song in the heaven. You remember in Revelation chapter 5 in the connection with the redemption and those who were redeemed, they were also made kings and priests. Here it is in the redemption, the connection, and the earthly blessings, not in the kingdom and the priesthood on high, as it sung before the heavenly company and the throne. You see, the heavenly, however, directed and connected with the song. It connected over the triumph, over the power of evil, over the patience, endurance of suffering. What specially characterizes them was the purity from the contamination that surrounded them. You see, friends, this passing, through the sorrow and the overcoming connects them directly with the Heavenly Father. Well, I'm sorry, with the Heavenly Conquerors. It is a new song of the heavenly redemption. Still, it was victory when down at the gates of death. Though it wasn't exactly in it, it was among of a new song, as we well know. That none leaned but those who shared the earthly sufferings of the Lamb. It would not be with his companions of his earthly royalty. They had followed him. There were fresh fruits and a new scene. They had not corrupted themselves where all did. You see, there were those who loved him or made a lie. and gave it to him. But corruption and falsehood that had been kept from open confessing the truth, they were not the heavenly place, but they were without fault, friends, as we well remember. And they shared the Lamb's earthly peace and glory that was accompanied by them. That whosoever he goes in the mansation, through the glory that they lead, through the privileges, had no place on the kingdom that was set up. You see, when it was too late to show the faithfulness in this way. But there is a connection in the heavenly saints, which is not in chapter 7 of Revelations. Keep that in mind. Remember we talked about the white robed multitude that stood before the throne of the Lamb. Now I will tell you, going on down when we were reading on 14, the progress of God's ways follows warning to the earth to leave the idolatry. For the hour of God's judgment was to come. The everlasting gospel, the testimony of Christ's power from paradise onward, as it contrasts, friends, with the special announcement of the assembly and the glad tidings connected with it. You see, Babylon is announced to the fallen, the threats and the warnings to any that should own the beast, but the time is now to come. When dying in the Lord was to cease, only to blessedness remain here for us. Dying and tribulation were over. They were looked as if it was a whole new body. And while they remained yet to die, they were dyers in the Lord. Not to resist, friends, and be blessed. You see, now their rest is come and rewarded. You see, also keep in mind that when Christ then reaps the earth spreading, gathering, and the judgment, the trends, and the winepress, the exercise unmangled, the vigilance on the wicked. As we study on, we learn that the true saints were gone on high. Or were they even persecuted individually, remnant? I have no doubt that the Jews will be in the center of that system then. But keep in mind that they will be mixed up with the Gentiles who have turned into idolatry. And they have the seven spirits worse than that, with the apostle Gentiles will be fully associated with all. You can find a lot of that if you go to Isaiah chapter 34, the whole chapter of that. Isaiah chapter 63, the whole chapter. 65 and 66, all three of those chapters will better explain everything. So what's your point, CA? Well, my point is this. We got to get it right with him. Yes, this world's going to be coming to an end one day. And he wants us to live our life. And he wants us to enjoy our life. But friends, I can't stress to you enough how important it is to have Christ in your life. And if you don't have him in your life right now, if you feel like you're at the end of the rope, let me tell you something. There is hope. And that hope is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Whether you're having issues in your life, whether you're having marital problems, you give it to him. God will provide. God will take care of the situation. Keep the faith. Stay strong. And know he has you. Let's lead off in a prayer in closing on a Tuesday. You ever have any questions, comments, suggestions, email me again. morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. Facebook message me. Let's pray for you guys. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you do. Father God, I pray you just be with us on a Tuesday. Lay your hands upon us. Keep us ever so strong, healthy, and safe. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, there we go. On a Tuesday morning, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Also join in on our station, Eternity CAReadyRadio.com. Morning 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. This is CA signing off. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Enjoy your Tuesday. Be safe and be careful. Love you guys. Have a great day.